Eating healthy, living healthy, being healthy. This is the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast. A podcast focused on holistic wellness and teaching you about incorporating the keto diet and lifestyle changes to achieve an energetic balance. Teaching you how to live now so you don't struggle to live later. And now, your host, Jessica Ancaya.
Hi, Jessica here. This is the first podcast of a series that will be dedicated to teaching you about the seven different chakras. In the prior episode, I spoke about how crucial it is for you to balance your chakras to achieve that balance in your life. Did you realize that having good chakra alignment is just as important as having a good diet? Today, I'm going to talk about the root chakra and we'll discuss different ways for you to nourish this little energy center. The location for the root chakra is at the base of the spine. When the root chakra is out of balance, there is an inability to trust nature. We may feel ungrounded, feel disconnected from Mother Earth, have issues about tribal beliefs or family wounds, and do not feel secure in our knowledge that our basic needs are being met, such as food, shelter, clothing, and love. We may function out of fear and do not feel safe. Some physical dysfunctions that may manifest if the chakra is out of balance are chronic lower back pain, varicose veins, rectal tumors / cancer, hemorrhoids, constipation, degenerative arthritis, depression, knee problems, weight problems, the list just goes on. So now that we've kind of talked about what can happen if it's out of balance, let's talk about how to get the root chakra back in order. I'm going to go through several different ways to do this, and you can pick one of these methods, or you can choose to pick all of them. It is totally up to you. So first, let's talk about mantras. Did you know that mantras are very powerful for balancing the root chakra? Types of mantras that you should say on a day-to-day basis, just whenever you remember them, include words such as I trust, I am supported, I am safe to be myself, I ground down to rise up, I am loved, etc. The whole thing is that you want to say these mantras over and over, even throughout the day, during your meditation, whenever you choose. I like to say mantras throughout the day, but I also say them when I meditate or during my daily yoga practice. I feel like it really helps me to confirm and believe what I'm saying is true. Now that we have talked about mantras, let's talk about how to do root chakra meditation. The first thing when you are starting with meditation is you want to pick a very quiet place where you will not have any distractions, and you want to allot yourself about 5 minutes or even more. Once you have done this, you're ready to begin. So you want to start by closing your eyes. Then take 3 slow, deep breaths. When you do this, make sure you inhale completely, allowing your lungs to fill up. And then exhale very slowly. Allow your whole body and all your limbs to become very heavy. If you are standing, you could even get in mountain pose like we do when we are doing yoga. Close your eyes and just try to imagine a beautiful red light and that it is just getting larger. Imagine that there is a lot of energy emanating from this brilliant light. Continue on with the deep breathing exercises, all the while making sure your exhalations are slow. When you are exhaling, what you want to do is try to release your breath down through your legs. Ask your root chakra the following question: what do you need right now? You may even wait a little while for feedback after you ask this question. Feedback could present in the form of a song, words, or maybe even the color red of the root chakra. Sometimes receiving feedback could take a while, so be patient with yourself. Enjoy the process. Towards the end of the meditation, take some deep breaths, directing your energy to the ground. After you're done, move very slowly when opening your eyes. Take your time. The important thing here is when you end your meditation, you don't want to feel rushed. You want to come out of the meditation very slowly and really absorb the nutrients of your practice. Yoga is another wonderful way to balance the root chakra. YouTube has some wonderful videos for balancing this. If you're wanting a good root chakra balancing yoga video, go to my transcript and click here under yoga. Remember, the root chakra is about stability and support. Corresponding asanas in yoga would be standing poses that strengthen the legs and ability to ground. This would include warrior one, warrior two, tree pose, and chair pose. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about grounding. I'm not sure if you're familiar with grounding. Basically, it is walking barefoot on the ground, which will allow you to energetically connect with the earth. There are a lot of great benefits for grounding. It's like the key to physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being. It creates emotional stability. It calms and clarifies the mind. It's just such an effective way for you to learn to open up your root chakra. There are several ways that you can ground. As I mentioned before, walking barefoot on the ground is the most excellent way to create these benefits. However, there are times when you may not be able to do this because of rocks or maybe some adverse ground conditions. Maybe you live in the city and you don't have access to that good, hardy, clean ground. If this is the case, I would recommend going to earthing.com and purchasing a grounding mat. I love these grounding mats because they are also very good for helping with radiation from our cell phones. If you want to read a little bit more about radiation or EMFs, I have an article that you can go to. It's called, Is Your Smartphone Toxic to Your Health? I'd highly recommend that to learn about the dangers from radiation and EMFs. Another way to ground is to incorporate gardening into your life. Anytime we place our hands or feet onto or into Mother Earth, we are establishing a direct connection with her and helping to stabilize our root chakra. The awesome thing about starting a garden is you can incorporate some beautiful flowers in it, which will also serve to help save our bees. Imagine how much it would help if millions of people all over the world did a bee garden. Think about all the lives of bees that would be saved. Hiking is another excellent way to ground. Did you know that hiking really helps you to connect to trees and stabilize your root chakra? I know this sounds funny, but when I hike, sometimes I will go hug a tree. And I suggest that you do that if you want. Trees have this vibrational pattern that affects biological behaviors within the human body. So when you touch a tree, the vibrational pattern it gives off changes energies within you. It actually causes the energy to flow much stronger, dislodging any negative energy, which may be blocking your chakras. Another way to open up the root chakra is to eat root vegetables. Did you know that certain root vegetables are excellent for opening up the root chakra? I like to incorporate sweet potatoes a few times a week in my diet. Remember, there is a way to add in sweet potatoes and still remain quote-unquote keto-friendly. It's all about portion control. If you weigh a sweet potato that, say, around 3 ounces, and you look it up in your chronometer, it's about 12.9 net carbs. All you'd have to do is adjust this and record it in your daily net carb intake. Another way to open up your root chakra is to use gems and essential oils. A ruby contains the essence of vitality and regenerative forces. A handful of this stone can strengthen and revive the heart. It represents the life force in all its power and is valued for its beauty, fire, and sense of spirit. Another stone is a hematite, which is a magnetic ore with high density. Its silver color attracts the eye, and its magnetic qualities make it good for grounding the spirit. If you carry these stones in your pocket on a day-to-day basis, it will help you to feel more focused and grounded, which will in turn open up your root chakra. When we're talking about essential oils, the ones that correspond with the root chakra are myrrh, vetiver, sandalwood, patchouli, and spikenard. In conclusion, having balance in our root chakra is acknowledging that we have a good life. As holistic keto goddesses, we should always put gratitude first in our life, and then that will help with grounding to this energy level. A root chakra that is functional must be rid of any kind of narrow beliefs. When we have a clear understanding that the source exists within each and every one of us, we are more open to what unites us than what separates us. Look within your inner goddess and open your heart to those around you. You are safe and have the ability to be trusting to those whom you love. Open your root chakra and open your heart, and everything is going to be fine. Namaste.
This has been the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast with Jessica Ankaya. Follow the Holistic Keto Goddess on social media like Pinterest, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have any questions about today's show or how you can live a healthier life, visit HolisticKetoGoddess.com and go more in-depth with blogs and healthy living resources. Like, share, subscribe, and listen wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening to the Holistic Keto Goddess Podcast with Jessica Ankaya.